So yeah, that's very specific on just on measuring implementation. But in addition to that, there are some other follow-up initiatives that have taken place on the part of states in Asia that are worth mentioning. For instance, Cambodia has a special rapporteur on that provides technical assistance in Cambodia. And with his assistance, they were able to come up with a plan of action to implement UPR recommendations, as well as their other international obligations. The plan of action is there, but again, I think that in terms of monitoring or measuring how far this plan of action has been implemented, it's not particularly easy to do, and the information is not very forthcoming in a country such as Cambodia. The Maldives, and this is an interesting one, established actually a standing committee, and this standing committee was first established when they were drafting the national report. It comprises of representatives from the cabinet, line ministries, parliamentarians, their national human rights institution, and civil society. They kept that standing committee even after the working group session in order to have the role to also monitor implementation of accepted recommendations. Of course, since their UPR, the Maldives has undergone some political changes, and so at the present moment in time, even though technically the standing committee exists, they have met only once since their UPR session. But it's an interesting model, actually, and it's a model that we hope that we try to push many other governments to adopt as well. Then, again, the midterm analysis report that I had mentioned before, which is a voluntary report. At the moment, it's only two Asian countries that have submitted, Japan and the Maldives. But again, it's something that we try to push as much as possible other Asian countries to do. However, we try to also make sure that this midterm analysis is not simply an exercise in foreign policy, that it's not simply done just for Geneva so that they can circulate it in Geneva and put it on the OHCHR website and to say that, look, we've done this, but that the process is very similar to the process of doing the national report, which is that you have a consultation with civil society, you make it part of the process, and only in that way can you really make it genuine. Then finally, even in the countries that are not producing midterm analysis reports of their implementing status, we still try to get them to do some kind of, in an official capacity, provide regular updates. So South Korea has been really good at doing that. We've been less successful with some of the other countries. And they, under the item 8, general debate of the Human Rights Council, Item 8? Item 6. Item 6, general debate of the Human Rights Council, will provide a regular update on how they have been, what their progress has been on implementing their recommendations. So that's it. I mean, it's such a rich experience, actually, so I'm probably not doing it full justice, but I hope that a lot more can come up perhaps in the discussions if there are any questions.